Today's presenters, I, Achie, Badur, and Max Apoli. Max joined the WPG L2 team about 4 years ago. He worked closely with customers and development to drive WPG products to succeed in the marketplace. Achie joined the Western Partner Gateway US L2 support team in November 2006. He brought experience from AIX and LAN server technical support, along with AIX, IBM Director, and Storage Area Network testing. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to I and Max.
Just a quick update on the introduction. The presentation actually focuses on both WBIC 422 and WPG 6.0 migration to WPG version 6.1. Let's go on with the slides and go to slide 2. This is the agenda or table of contents. And the presentation is basically divided into three sections. The first 10 charts are an introduction of the new 6.1 release with particular emphasis to the modes the user can choose to install it, which is very important because it is a factor that has to be determined upfront at the earliest stage of the installation as well as the migration process. Then charts from 11 to 20 provide the background information of the migration process with a description of the actual material steps necessary to perform it. Then the last part from chart 21 on illustrates some case studies performed migrating some existing WBIC and WPG configuration to WPG 6.1. In an effort to cover all our bases, I run examples that start with an initial simple or distributed WBIC and the WPG 6.0 configurations, and then performs the migration toward each WPG 6.1 modes, simple, simple distributed, and finally full distributed mode. All the important steps have been captured in screenshots that can be referenced by the WPG community and provide a handy best practice handbook. Let's go to slide 3. Here is a summary of the prerequisites change introduced by WPG 6.1. WPG does not need WebSphere MQ anymore for its internal communication. Optionally, the WMQ can still be used for JMS integration. There is no embedded WASP anymore. WPG is now installed as an app server on a full-blown WASP platform. And depending on the chosen mode, we can use either WASP-based if WPG is installed in a simple mode, or ND when WPG is installed in one of the distributed modes. The link at the very bottom takes you to the product system requirements web page, where all the specifics about the hardware and software requirements are listed. Let's go to slide 4. One of the new features of version 6.1 is the possibility to install the product in different modes, which provides the necessary flexibility to meet the different user needs. Having the product in a single server might meet the need for a development or a test environment. In this case, the choice would be on a simple mode installation, for example. When the need is for production or QA systems, where the load balancing and high availability also play an important role, then the choice needs to be either simple distributed or for maximum flexibility, we can go with full distributed mode. Slide 5, please. The next three charts go in more details in the various modes because As I mentioned earlier, this is one of the mandatory decisions that the user needs to make before starting the migration. In this slide, we have the simple mode where WPG components, receiver, document manager, and console are installed in a single WAS-based server. In this case, no network deployment cell topology and consequently no clustering, workload management, or high availability is available. As a comparison to the previous WBIC and WPG versions installed in a single server, WPG 6.1 simple mode only has one server, which means only one JVM compared to three JVMs in 6.0 or in 4.2.2. In simple mode, no messaging app server is needed because the messaging between components is handled by the single app server that runs the WPG applications. The database and common file system can either be in the same or different machine. Let's go to slide 6. With simple distributed mode, the WPG hub application components can be installed in different machines within a WAS network deployment cell. In the distributed setup, WAS ND is required because the ND cell provides scalability as well as high availability features. Then the cell includes the deployment manager, which manages all the nodes in the ND cell. The WPG applications are installed in an app server, which becomes a member of a cluster created for each app server within the ND cell. At any time the need arises, additional members can be added to the cluster. To create a new cluster member on a separate machine, you have to install the same WPG app server on that machine, and the new member will be added to the existing cluster. A messaging app server is needed to handle the messaging between the WPG components, which was handled by WebSphereMQ in the previous releases. Similar to the WPG app servers, a cluster is also created for the messaging app server, and additional members can be added if or when needed. Depending on the configuration chosen, simple distributed mode can provide the high performance and the scalability features typical of the distributed mode installations. In this slide, there is a sample of three configurations to give you an idea of the possible combinations. You can have the three WPG applications installed in the same app server with the MAS and then provide workload management and high availability installing the same configuration on a different machine. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 7. When full distributed mode is used, the WPG applications are each defined in their own WAS app server, and they can be on the same node or different nodes. Since this is the most flexible mode, the WPG applications can also be selectively included in the same app server, as shown in the variation picture. Bottom right. Each app server is in its own cluster, and again, as mentioned earlier, new cluster members can be added if needed to provide scalability and high availability. Couple more considerations as a final note for the distributed environment. Each of the app server is a member of the WPG CBUS, which is called the BCG bus. Then when a mass cluster contains more than one mass server, only one message engine will be active at one time, and all WPG components will be communicating with the active mass ME as a message engine. If the active mass ME goes down, then the other message engine takes over. Let's move to slide number 8. Okay, now the next three slides are about examples of migration scenarios. This first one shows a current environment with the WPG 6.0 FP6 having three components: console, receiver, and dock manager in one single machine, and DB2 MQ and the common folder in another machine. This is a simple setup that can be migrated using simple mode, installing a WAS base first in the machine where the WPG components reside, and then the three WPG components in an app server. The second machine stays pretty much the same. Optionally, the database and common components can be moved into machine one to eliminate the dependency between the two computers. Let's go to slide number 9. The current layout here might fit well for either a simple or a full distributed mode. The 6.0 setup has a receiver and a dock manager in multiple machines. So going with a full distributed mode, as shown in option A, can help in keeping the topology pretty much the same as it was in the previous release. This is an example where we can appreciate the strength of the full distributed mode, which provides the maximum flexibility, basically. Option B shows a solution using the simple distributed mode, installing the WPG three components in machine one and machine two, which optionally could also include the MAS. In such case, box three and four can be eliminated as well. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 10. Here we have machine one and two with the receiver and the dock manager, and machine three with the receiver and the console. Again, we could go with either a simple distributed or full distributed mode. In the chart, a full distributed mode is shown because it allows the replication of the existing situation with the same WPG components in the same machines. Okay, I think this concludes the first part. Now I'm going to pass the presentation to Aichi for the central section.
Thank you, Max. And from the attendance list, I saw quite a few customers that we work together regularly. Thank you for taking the time to come to the presentation. Next, I'm going to cover the mechanics of the migration procedure. Before we start with any migration, it is very important that we start WBIC or WPG. After it is stopped, the sequence of the test is database, hub installation, common folder tree, property files to be migrated, and then copy the JAR files. We have a little bit more details in the next several slides. Please note that for property files, for console, we have BCG, console.properties. For receiver, we have BCG receiver.properties. For DAS manager, we have BCG.properties. And there are two property files that are specific for WPG only. EDI POMS and EDI config. The JAR files to be copied are common.jar and bcgsdk.jar. On slide 12, we will cover the steps to prepare for database migration. This is a very good point, a very good stage that if you need to upgrade your operating system, this is the time to do it. Upgrade the operating system to the required level for WPG6.1. Then you will uninstall the current version of DB Loader. You can do that with dbloader/uninstall/uninstall script. One thing I'd like to bring to your attention at this point is it's very important that you do not drop the database. Next, you will upgrade your database to the required level and run WPG6.1 DB Loader setup using the same DB user ID, password, and all those parameters, the values that you used in the previous version. You can refer to install_cfg.properties. Again, another key thing here to remember is do not select run SQL files automatically. And if you are doing distributed mode, please install MUST database at this point. The next two slides, we will cover how to migrate the database on Oracle or DB2. So slide number 13. For Oracle, you will run migration script from BCG DB Loader /script/Oracle. For Oracle, it's very important that you reset database permission for the user ID WPG uses to connect to the database. And this can be accomplished with the script listed here. After that's done, you will execute the database migration script. And in the next page, I will have a little bit more detail about the name of the script to plug in and the sequence. For DB2, go back to that page, please. For DB2, you will run the migration script from BCG DB Loader /script/DB2. You will have to connect to DB by using the DB2 connect command. And again, just like Oracle, you will execute the migration script. Let's go to the next slide. This slide has a specific BCG upgrade script names from the previous step. Please note that database migration scripts are not cumulative. So depending on your current level, you'll run the script in sequence up to version 6.1. Let me give you two examples because I think those two examples are a little bit unique. First is if you were at WPIC 4.2.2.4 level or higher, you'll run BCG upgrade 4.2.2 at P4_600. This is the one roughly in the middle, the red one. And once you complete that one, you will keep on going until you go all the way up to version 6.1. Or if you are at WPG 6.0.0.5 or higher, because right now we have 6 already. For this case, you will run BCG upgrade 600 FP5_610. And once again, let me repeat. Those scripts are not cumulative, so it's very important that you run all the scripts in sequence up to version 6.1. Let's get to slide 15. The next two slides, we will go ahead and deploy WPG 6.1. You will uninstall the previous hub version, and like Max mentioned, you will either install WASP 6.1, base, or network deployment. Next, I cover two details of different installation mode. So you will install WPG 6.1 hub mode, depends on which one that suits your business environment. And here it's very important that you do not create a new common folder, because we're going to use the safe one from the previous version. Another thing I'd like to bring to your attention is the default port values are changed on WPG 6.1. I have listed out different port numbers here for your reference. The second one for each one is the secure mode, the HTTPS. For the next slide, after the hub installation is completed, hold on here, I think we might have skipped a slide. Okay, sorry. Yeah, slide 16. Yeah, I'm sorry, 16, please. As Max mentioned, there are three installation modes: simple mode, simple distributed mode, and full distributed mode. And for each one of them, I have listed out the steps of what to choose when you're installing one of them. Let's just take the one in the middle. If you install simple distributed mode, you will do MAS database and WASP-ND, because those will be installed from the previous step. And you will select Install Deployment Manager from the installation launchpad. Again, from the launchpad, you will choose Install Simple Distributed Mode. And you will choose the migrated database and the saved common file system. A similar procedure will be for like simple mode and full distributed mode. Let's get to the next page. Slide 17. After the hub installation is completed, you will run the BCG prop migrate script to move the properties files content into the database. And next, you will move the existing document's metadata. I have listed out the three steps for you to follow here. On slide 18, we will discuss a migration of security configuration. Please copy the existing receiver.jks and receiver trust.jks from the key store to WPG 6.1 key store folder. And also please note that the migration does not set client authentication to true. This is different from the older version. you will need to manually set it by running bcgclientauth.jacl script. Another thing for security is, if you use V1 root certificate, be sure to switch Trust Manager from IBM X509 to IBM PKIK. And here I have listed the specific commands to execute. On slide 19, we're almost done here. We'll discuss some items that require user intervention. The first one is migrated XML formats need to be manually updated. The second thing is to maintain MQ integration, you will have to copy some files, and we have listed out the command here. The last one is this. I think this is everybody's worry, because you probably, for your environment, you probably have some user access. So you will recompile the user access using WPG version 6.1, bcgsdk.jar, and include it in the class path. Next, you will place the code in the WPG 6.1, BCG Hub, depends on the mode you install, and the component, and live user access classes. There's no need for user access reconfiguration because the database has been migrated. On slide 20, I have a few things here I'd like you to be aware of after the migration. Console AS viewer will show MDN unknown state for transactions occurred prior to the upgrade. Another thing is database collating sequence. For Oracle, this was dynamically changed by BCG upgrade underscore 422 at P4 underscore 600.sql script. However, if you're using DB2, you will need to change this manually. And I have listed out the three steps for you to do to accomplish this. The last thing is very important, especially when you're doing debugging. For WPG 6.1, you will use WASP admin console to set login and tracing. And next, Max will go over some case studies, and they have wonderful screen capture to give you some virtual hands-on experience. So I'm going to turn the microphone to Max.
Thank you, IG. Slide 20 basically closes the section that describes the migration process. And the next section is dedicated to the actual migration scenario, some labs basically performed on WBIC 422 and the WPG 6.0. So let's move on to slide 21. The first example here concerns an existing WPG 6.0 Fixpack 6 scenario, where all the WPG components, as well as the database, MQ, and the common file system resides in the same machine. This is a typical development or test environment common among several, if not all, our WPG customers. Given the simplicity of the scenario, the chosen migration configuration is simple mode, which will result in the WPG three components being installed in the same application server on a WAS 6.1 base platform. No need for ND here. The database and the common file system would, of course, need to be migrated, but can stay on the same machine along with WebSphere MQ if that is still needed for the JMS integration, because, like I mentioned earlier, MQ is not needed anymore for internal communication, WPG internal communication. Let's go to the next slide, slide 22. The second case study sees an existing WBIC 422 split installation where the WPG components are installed on two different machines. This is with perhaps some slight variations, configuration common to several WPG customers that allows for the inbound as well as the processing work to be split between the two receivers and the two routers. This configuration has been migrated to 6.1 using a simple distributed configuration, which includes the WPG components installed in two app servers in a WPG 6.1 network deployment platform, having one cell, two clusters, and two nodes. Such configuration can be used to load balance the workload as well as providing high availability. If one of the elements of the machine itself goes down, the other one will take over. For a complete backup between the two machines, however, the database and WebSphere MQ should be on a separate system as well. Next slide, slide number 23. Okay, the third case study starts from an existing configuration that is similar to the one in case two with WPG instead of WBIC. We again have a split installation with a double receiver and router installation. This time we want to leave the door open to the possibility of adding more elements in the future, and chose to take advantage of the flexibility offered by a full distributed configuration. The migrated solution reflects the initial configuration, having the console, receiver, and the dock manager in their own app server, with the receiver and the router duplicated in the second machine. Let's go to slide 24. So, little slow refreshing here. Now, short of taping the migration process, in the three case studies mentioned before, the next 13 slides are a collection of the most important and meaningful steps documented by the actual screenshots. In this slide, you can see the highlights of the database migration done using the same database and the same user and the password using the original install. Notice that as you proceed with the DB loader installation, you're prompted with a message notifying you that the database already exists. Then leave the run and SQL files. You of course accept that the database already exists because you want to reuse, you want to reuse the one migrated. You have to leave the run the SQL files box unchecked, and finally, after the new database has been created, run the migration scripts from the current level all the way up to the 6.1 level. The screenshot at the bottom right shows the script sequence run when starting with WBIC 422 FixPack 9 level. Okay, let's move on to the next slide, slide number 25. Here we have the hub migration highlights showing the panels asking for the database and the common folder information. In here, you will be providing the specifics about the migration database and the saved common folder. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 26. Here we have to run the script to copy the BDO's metadata to the database. With WPG61, you know, the various VMD, VHD, they are not in the file system anymore, but they are kept in the database. So we need to move this old metadata into the database. And during the test cases, I had both a good run where the data were transferred without errors, and I had also a bad one where I did get a migration exception. This might be a bug. We have the certainty that it is now, and for which our level T has been informed and is currently investigating it. In my case, as well as in a customer migration case I worked with, the error occurred during the migration from 6.0, whereas the error did not occur migrating from WBIC 4.2.2. One more thing I would like to add here is that even when the script finishes without the trapping, there is no communication to the user that the script has finished this job. However, like I said, Level 3 is working on this, so we should have a fix soon for it. Let's move to slide number 27. So a little refresh the slowness. Okay, here. This shows the properties migration script. In this case as well, there is a problem when migrating from WBIC. The script issues a file not found exception twice because it is looking for the two EDI property file, which WBIC, of course, does not ship. WPG 6.0 migration do not hit this error. So as a temporary workaround, you can just ignore this error. Like said before, Level 3 has also been informed about this additional code error and is investigating it. The good news is that it does not affect the migration. You just are going to see these messages in the WBIC migration case. Let's move on to slide number 28. Here is the screenshot showing what the KeyStore folder looks like after the new hub has been installed. The steps that need to be completed. Here is to copy overwrite the old receiver and receiver trust JKS files. As the new BCG security JKS and the BCG security trust JKS files. So we only have basically one key store and one trust store as opposed as one for each, one for the receiver and one for the console that we had in the previous releases. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 29. This is an example of a console key pair that was used in the previous release, which needs to be exported from the console JKS and then imported into the BCG security JKS to be used in the 6.1 console. Let's move on to slide 30. To conclude the highlights about security, in this slide is shown the very panel in the WAS configuration where you need to switch the Trust Manager being used from the default IBM X509 to the IBM PKIX. This, of course, in case you have V1 root certificates. Let's move to slide 31. Okay. When you open your XML format the first time after migration, an error message in red ink, like the one that you see in the screenshot on the left side, will notify the user that the XML format has errors that need to be corrected. So you need to fill in the additional information needed to make this work on 6.1 as well. As shown in this case, you need to select the document type from the pull-down and then fill in the family identifier missing information. Slide 32. Here it shows the AS1, AS2 viewer where transactions run before the migration are reported with the unknown icon, the kind of question mark that you see in the last three entries. Let's move on to slide 33. Okay. Now, logging and tracing are no longer use the log4j format that are not handled in the component property file. With the new release WPG 6.1, logging and tracing needs to be handled via the WAS console. In this example, the slide shows in the left screenshot the default setting, whereas in the right screenshot is the setting used to capture the log with more detailed debug information. Okay, let's move on to the next slide, slide number 34. Okay, if the system pre-migration had the client authentication turned on, be aware that the migration process does not carry it into the migrated system. Here, the left screenshot shows client authentication being true in the system before migration, whereas the query run after the migration shows the setting as a false. So the user will need to manually run the script to restore the setting to its original value. Next slide. Slide number 35. Okay, as mentioned earlier, WPG 6.1 does not require WebSphere MQ anymore, at least for its internal communication. However, for customers that would like to keep using WebSphere MQ for JMS integration, a very simple operation is required. That is, copy the FS context and the provider util jar from the MQ Java lib to the lib user exit folder in the WPG component. So if you want to keep using your JMS receiver, then you need to copy these jars into the receiver lib user exit folder. Likewise, if you want to keep using your JMS destination, then you have to copy these jars into the router lib user exit folder. Okay, let's move on to the slide 37. Next slide. Okay, these are some additional WebSphere product resources link. And I guess at this point I turn the presentation over to Elijah.
All right, thanks, Max and Chief, for a great presentation.
And we do have a question from Nathan Sicko with Ahold Information.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for the good presentation. I had a question about the Common Directory. you guys had said to not create a new one, but what if we want to create a new one? Can we just copy the information over to the new? The reason I'm asking is we might want to vacate our file system and set up WPG in a whole new file system. So can we move our common directory if we want to?
Yes. You can do that. What you can do is you can point your to the old location, or you can copy that in a new location. If you want, you could also, you know, start just a brand new one. You just are going to lose all the old data, so you won't be able to access those data anymore. So all three options are valid. Up to you.
Okay.
And it appears we have no further questions at this time.
At this time, we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on the site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Max and Achoy, for presenting today.
Thank you.